I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Arabic Christians may face the brunt of revenge attacks following Osama bin Laden's death. The debate over the release of the photos of the dead al-Qaeda leader is littered with concern of what kind of backlash believers might face. Paul Esterbrooks with Open Doors USA says,
the Christian community are seen as the opportunity to take revenge when emotions become flared from all that's happened with this killing of Osama bin Laden.
Even secular sources have been quick to report on past incidents that indicate believers aren't safe. Esterbrooks reminds us to pray for persecutors and pray for believers to be bold. Muslims continue to flock towards Christ. Meanwhile, there's a lot to pray for on America's National Day of Prayer today. Join with us in praying for the persecuted church in the Middle East that may face retaliation for bin Laden's death. Pray for the rebellions in Syria, Libya, and elsewhere to be settled peacefully. Pray the believers in Japan would not grow weary acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Evangelist Luis Palau has an online prayer broadcast at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time, and our website has more details. And a couple of months ago, we reported the story of aluminum thieves who made off with the platforms of playgrounds that were intended for the poorest kids of Peru. Kids Alive International's Rich Anderson says God turned that whole situation around. Publicity from the news coverage brought blessings that allowed them to ship to Peru on schedule Monday. More importantly, it keeps the doors open for ministry.
It brings in additional kids who want to come to our Christian schools and want to get involved in our after-school programs as a result of that playground, and that's where they hear about Jesus. You know, the playground itself, it's not going to lead somebody to Christ, but using it as a tool to bring those kids in and then sharing Christ with them, that's what we're all about.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. You'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that'll help you to pray more effectively for your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.